This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website. It's on the internet at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, find us at facebook.com/gospel2africa. There we have internet links to African language Bibles. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Have you ever heard someone complain that they did not get what they deserved? Maybe a raise in their pay at work, or maybe an honor or award that they felt they were due to receive but did not get. Today on our broadcast, we are going to explore the facts of life. Not the ones about reproduction, but the facts of life from the perspective of God. There are two related yet contrasting attributes of God that have a direct bearing on our lives. They are mercy and grace, two seemingly common words that we do not always fully understand. Mercy is God not punishing us for the sins that we have done, but instead sparing our lives. That's mercy. Grace is God giving us a wonderful, lovely, joy-filled, eternal life in heaven as we trust in Him, when we really deserve to spend eternity separated from God in a horrible place of torment, regret, and loneliness. Ephesians chapter 2 explains the contrast in the life of a person from before they trusted in Jesus as their Savior from sin to the present condition of a saved believer in Jesus. Here is how that is described in Ephesians chapter 2. In the past, you were spiritually dead because of your sins and the things you did against God. Yes, in the past, your lives were full of those sins. You lived the way the world lives, following the ruler of the evil powers that are above the earth. That same spirit is now working in those who refuse to obey God. In the past, all of us lived like that, trying to please our sinful selves. We did all the things our bodies and minds wanted to do. Like everyone else in the world, we deserved to suffer God's anger just because of the way we were. But God is rich in mercy, and He loved us very much. We were spiritually dead because of all we had done against Him, but He gave us new life together with Christ. You have been saved by God's grace. Yes, it is because we are a part of Christ Jesus that God raised us from death and seated us together with Him in the heavenly places. God did this so that His kindness to us who belong to Christ Jesus would clearly show for all time to come the amazing richness of His grace. I mean that you have been saved by grace because you believed. You did not save yourselves. It was a gift from God. You are not saved by the things you have done, so there is nothing to boast about. God has made us what we are. In Christ Jesus, God made us new people so that we would spend our lives doing the good things He had already planned for us to do. When we put our faith in the costly salvation that God provides to us, we receive the mercy of God by way of His grace. Over in 1 John chapter 3, this explains sin, just in case you are not sure about this term. The Bible says everyone who sins is breaking God's law, for all sin is contrary to the law of God. As you know, that Jesus came to take away our sins, and there is no sin in Him. Anyone who continues to live in Him will not sin, but anyone who keeps on sinning does not know Him or understand who He is. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 tells us that God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God offers salvation to us even though we are unworthy of it, even though we do not deserve saving. That is grace. It is costly because it cost God the death of His only Son, Jesus, on the cross of Calvary to pay the penalty for our sin as we believe in Him. It is free to us in that we do not pay for it and in fact have nothing of value to God with which we can pay. Salvation is of such a high value its price cannot be stated high enough or even calculated. And this supremely expensive salvation is offered totally, completely free to us as we believe in Him. Listen to this from 1 Peter in the New Testament chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors, and it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which loses their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose Him as your ransom long before the world began. But now in these last days, He has been revealed for your sake. Now I do have to wonder, why would God pay such a high cost to save us sinners who don't deserve saving because of our horrible sins? There is no answer to that question that I can offer, other than to say that for the glory of God and the love of God, He chose to restore those of us who believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, to a position of perfection before God. And no, I don't know why He did it. God has His reasons for providing this lavish salvation. I am just so glad that He did offer it, because the death of Christ and His atonement for sin, taking upon Himself my punishment, without that, I would be eternally lost and hopeless. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians in the New Testament, chapter 1, where it says, God will provide rest for you who are being persecuted, and also for us when the Lord Jesus appears from heaven. He will come with His mighty angels in flaming fire, bringing judgment on those who don't know God and on those who refuse to obey the good news of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with eternal destruction, forever separated from the Lord and from His glorious power. When He comes on that day, He will receive glory from His holy people, praise from all who believe. And this includes you, for you believed what we told you about Him. Friend, the facts of life are that if you want a real life that lasts forever, that has joy, peace, contentment, and love, then you need to do what will ensure that life, and that is to believe in Jesus Christ, and then live for Him in gratitude for giving you salvation that is full and free, yet, as I said, very costly to God. The alternative to Christ, well, that's just too awful to think about. Romans 3:23 explains, "For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. And when you sin, the payment for sin is death, and that is a fact of life also." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You see, without the salvation of Christ, you are under the condemnation of sin. Without the saving power of Jesus Christ, we are all hopeless when standing before a completely perfect and holy God on Judgment Day. And don't scoff at Judgment Day. A day of reckoning for sin is coming, unless you belong to Jesus. But for those who do belong to Jesus, there is no condemnation. We read this in Romans chapter 8. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Titus chapter 3 explains more about God's salvation through Jesus. When God our Savior revealed His kindness and love, He saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. Because of His grace, He made us right in His sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. Jesus is the only way to God, the only sacrifice for sins that God can accept. Acts 4:12 says there is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. In John 14:6, Jesus Himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through Me." So now to review what I've been saying today. We are all lost and hopeless in our sin without faith in Christ, period. But by placing our faith in Jesus as the complete payment for the penalty of our sins, God can accept that and will be satisfied with our faith in Christ, and we won't be judged guilty for our sins. Simply believe in Jesus and tell other people of your sincere, genuine faith in Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10 says, "If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved." Friend, I'm going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as it does on your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. We also have internet links to African language Bibles that you can read. Those links are found at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. On the internet, our address is gospel2africa.com. That is gospel2africa.com. on Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship.